anybody here.
I'm Addie Everson, and this is The Story Behind Our Music. Since the start of the United States, our people have protested. In fact, Americans were protesting even before we were a country. Remember a thing called the Boston Tea Party? The Founding Fathers felt strongly enough about this that it became a right given to us by the Bill of Rights. From creating posters to organizing strikes and walkouts and having rallies, hopefully peaceful rallies, people have voiced their opinion in some form. But what about protesting through music? Well, let's just say that a protest song is not a new invention. For years, artists have voiced their opinion while simultaneously creating hit songs. A song that almost everyone learned in elementary school was Yankee Doodle Dandy. Did you know that it was a song that the British soldiers sang during the Revolutionary War to make fun of and taunt the American soldiers? Instead of being offended, the American soldiers adopted the song and made it their own. Leading up to our Civil War in 1861, there was a traveling group of musicians known as the Hutchison Family Singers. They were a very popular act. Some sources say the most popular act from the 1840s till the war, and had many songs about the abolition of slavery and even women's rights. I'm sure their music was great, but until we brought in our playlist a whole bunch, you won't be hearing the Hutchison Family on KEOM. So what about our music? Protests were not uncommon in the 1960s and seemed to be a good way of drawing attention to the cause that any one person decided was important. We had civil rights protests, protests about women's liberation. There were protests about pollution and the environment and even poverty. It seemed that many issues were just waiting to be addressed. Many singers and songwriters used their talents to give a voice to an issue. The Times They Are A-Changin' and A Hard Rain's A-Gonna Fall by Bob Dylan, Give Peace a Chance and Imagine by John Lennon, Abraham, Martin, and John by Dion. Any of these songs could be in our playlist here at KEOM, but I wanted to tell you about one that is a little more recent. It is the song you are hearing now, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Like so many of these songs of the 1960s, it was written about the Vietnam War. But this was 1981, and that East Asian conflict had been over for more than 5 years. So what was he protesting about now? If you listen to the words, his message is not very hidden. He is angry. He is angry about the way the country and the Veterans Administration had treated these returning soldiers. Many were drafted in to fight an unpopular war, and upon their return were viewed by some Americans as evil. Many vets were finding it hard to find employment, and many found that the veterans' benefits they were promised were not available. He is angry about the fact that he lost friends fighting another man's battle, and it was such a lost cause. The protest song is nothing new, and I'm sure it will continue on as long as a singer has a cause that they feel needs to be voiced. I'm Addie, and you can see more of my The Story Behind Our Music at thestorybehindourmusic.tumblr.com.